Welcome to episode 936 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Corinth was a major Greek city-state and a significant player in ancient Greek politics, trade, and culture. It was known for hosting the Isthmian Games, second only to the Olympics in fame. However, the city experienced a dramatic turn of events in the 2nd century BC, when it was completely destroyed by the Roman general Lucius Mummius after a prolonged resistance against Roman dominance. The emperor, Julius Caesar, refounded Corinth in 44 BC as Colonia Laus Iulia Corinthiensis. The city was strategically repopulated with a mixture of freedmen, Romans, and other Italians. This new establishment turned Corinth into a significant Roman administrative and commercial hub in Greece, particularly due to its strategic location on the Isthmus of Corinth, connecting mainland Greece with the Peloponnese and facilitating trade across the Adriatic and Aegean Seas. The Apostle Paul first visited Corinth during his second missionary journey, which scholars date around AD 49 to 52. After spending some time in Athens, he moved to Corinth. By that time, Corinth was flourishing economically. It was a major center of trade, pulling in merchants and traders from across the empire. Corinth was marked by a diverse population, its status as a Roman colony, its commercial importance, and the presence of a large transient population of merchants and travelers made it a melting pot of Roman, Greek, and Eastern cultures. This diversity is reflected in the religious practices found in the city, which included various Greco-Roman gods, Egyptian deities like Isis and Serapis, and a significant number of Eastern religions. The city was also infamous for its hedonistic lifestyle, often associated with the worship of Aphrodite, the goddess of love, and featured prominently in the practices surrounding the Temple of Aphrodite. Corinthian morality, or lack thereof, was well known in the ancient world, to the extent that the term to Corinthianize became a byword for engaging in immoral behavior. There was a significant Jewish community in Corinth, as evidenced by the presence of a synagogue where Paul initially preached. The existence of a Jewish community indicates religious diversity, but also potential tensions with both pagan and emerging Christian beliefs. Upon arriving in Corinth, Paul encountered Aquila and Priscilla, a Jewish couple who had recently moved from Italy due to an edict by Emperor Claudius expelling Jews from Rome. Sharing the same trade as tent makers, Paul stayed and worked with them. His bivocational approach not only helped in sustaining his ministry, but also facilitated deeper relationships within the community. As was his custom, Paul began his ministry by reaching out to the Jewish population in the synagogue every Sabbath, trying to persuade both Jews and Greeks. However, when his message met with opposition and blasphemy from some Jews, he shook his garments in a symbolic act of moving on from those who rejected his message and declared he would go to the Gentiles. Paul then shifted his base next door to the house of Titius Justus, a worshiper of God, continuing to preach there. One significant event during his stay was the conversion of Crispus, the synagogue leader, along with his entire household, and many other Corinthians who heard Paul, believed, and were baptized. This indicates Paul's significant impact on the local community. Despite facing opposition, Paul received divine encouragement through a vision one night, where the Lord told him not to be afraid, but to continue speaking, as God had many people in the city. Bolstered by this assurance, Paul extended his stay in Corinth, teaching the Word of God for a total of 18 months, a relatively long period compared to his stays in other cities. Paul's ministry also faced legal challenges. The Jews made a united attack against Paul and brought him before the tribunal of Gallio, the proconsul of Achaia, accusing him of persuading people to worship God contrary to the law. Gallio, however, dismissed the case as a matter of Jewish law rather than a criminal issue, thus setting a precedent that effectively provided a degree of legal protection for the Christian message under Roman toleration of religions. Paul's experience in Corinth shows that effective ministry requires perseverance. Despite hostility, Paul continued his mission, underscored by the divine reassurance he received in his vision. This teaches us the value of persisting in our endeavors despite difficulties, trusting in God's support. Corinth was a strategic location for evangelism, and Paul's extended stay there demonstrates the importance of urban centers in the spread of the gospel. Cities often offer unique opportunities and challenges, and focusing efforts in such areas can lead to significant impacts. The episode with Gallio highlights the importance of understanding and navigating local laws in ministry contexts. Paul's non-retaliatory response to legal challenges serves as a model for dealing with opposition through peaceful means. Paul's ministry in Corinth, marked by direct preaching, personal relationships, and dealing with public opposition, offers a multifaceted approach to evangelism that is still relevant. It suggests that while the message of the gospel is unchanging, the methods of delivery may vary significantly based on cultural, social, and legal contexts. Paul's time in Corinth not only led to the planting of a strong church, but also left a legacy that would be addressed in two of his epistles, 1 and 2 Corinthians, further guiding and shaping the early Christian community there. The first of these epistles was composed around AD 53-54. Paul likely wrote it near the end of his three-year stay in Ephesus during his third missionary journey. This dating aligns with the internal evidence from the letter itself and from the book of Acts. The letter was addressed to the church in Corinth, which, although it was predominantly Gentile, also included Jewish Christians. After his departure, Paul continued to maintain contact with the Corinthian believers. The primary purpose of 1 Corinthians was to address various issues and disputes that had arisen within the church. These issues were brought to Paul's attention through reports from members of the household of Chloe and a letter the Corinthians had sent to Paul, asking for guidance on several matters. Paul's responses to these issues are rooted in theological principles and aimed at promoting unity, moral integrity, and love within the community. His approach often involves correcting misunderstandings of earlier teachings, urging the Corinthians to imitate Christ in their personal and communal lives. The letter is highly valued for its detailed insight into the life of an early Christian community, reflecting the practical and doctrinal challenges faced by the first-generation believers. Theologically, 1 Corinthians provides profound discussions on topics such as the role of spiritual gifts, the importance of love, and the implications of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians stands as a significant document, not only for its direct impact on the Corinthian church, but also for its enduring relevance to the church worldwide, offering timeless guidance on church unity, moral living, and the essentials of Christian faith. After Paul sends this letter, he returns to Corinth on a visit. This visit is thought to have occurred around AD 55-56. The city of Corinth, reborn from the ashes of Roman conquest, served as a dynamic backdrop for Paul's impactful ministry. Its diverse populace, thriving commercial center, and infamous moral climate presented unique challenges and opportunities for spreading the gospel. Through his tireless efforts, Paul established a vibrant church in Corinth, navigating cultural complexities, legal challenges, and internal conflicts. His experience in Corinth, documented in his letters, serves as a timeless model for ministry, emphasizing the importance of perseverance, adaptability, and a deep commitment to sharing the transformative message of Jesus Christ. Father, guide us as we seek to share your love with others, just as Paul did in Corinth. Help us to persevere in the face of challenges, knowing that you have prepared hearts to receive your message. May our lives and actions be a testament to your power and grace. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.